Mishandled labor disputes, they can really cost a company millions. And not just money, but their reputation too. That damage can, well, can linger for years, you know. Today, we're going to really dig into strike security.
Most folks only see what makes the news, right? There's a whole lot happening that people don't see. Strike security, it's not just, hiring some guards. It's way more strategic, a little psychology even. And knowing labor law, that's huge.
We've done a ton of research for this deep dive. We want you to understand strike security. Even if you think your company's, nowhere near a picket line, this is important.
A lot of people miss this, but preparing for a strike, it's kind of like chess. Got to think like your opponent, know where you're weak, and have a plan.
Okay, let's break it down. Starting with the basics, what exactly are strike security services?
Imagine a whole system protecting a business, right, during a labor dispute. Trained security officers, of course. But it's more than that. Risk assessments, really in-depth ones. Access control, we make those protocols strict. And documenting everything, every incident.
So you're not just reacting to what happens, you're trying to stop it before it even starts. Almost like a pre-crime, but for labor issues.
That's a good way to put it. The best teams, they look at where things could go wrong, weak spots in security, places where, people might clash. Then they make plans to deal with those risks before a strike even happens.
Documentation, that's key, right? Not just for legal protection, but to keep everything running smoothly.
Exactly. Meticulous records, they make sure a company's following labor laws, like the National Labor Relations Act, and it protects them from people making false accusations or suing them.
Got it. So that's the what. Now, why should anyone listening care about this? I mean, sure, you want to protect people and property, but what makes this essential knowledge?
Here's where it gets really interesting. Strikes, they impact way more than just the immediate situation. If a company doesn't handle a strike well, it can really hurt their brand image, mess up supply chains, even alienate customers and investors.
So the impact is bigger and lasts longer than people realize.
Absolutely. Handle a strike badly, and you could be dealing with the consequences for years. Knowing the ins and outs of strike security matters, even if your company doesn't seem likely to face a strike. It's about being prepared, minimizing risk.
Makes sense. Now, how often do things turn ugly during a strike? We see peaceful protests on TV, but how often do things get out of control?
That's a valid concern. Many strikes, they do stay peaceful, but there's always a chance things escalate. Feelings run high in these situations. Even a small incident can turn into something big and fast. That's why having trained pros on site is so important.
So it's not just security guards, it's more like specialized mediators trained for high-pressure situations.
I like that. Good way to put it. Strike security officers, they need specific skills. They got to be good at de-escalating conflict, understand labor law, every detail, and handle these, well, sensitive situations with a mix of firmness and empathy.
It sounds tough to find the right people for these roles.
It is. Finding and training qualified officers, it's a big investment for companies. They need people who can stay calm when things are crazy, make good decisions, act fast when they have to, and always, always respect everyone's rights.
Our research also mentions doing a strike security analysis. It says it's a crucial first step. Can you walk us through what that actually looks like?
It's more than just checking if the building's secure. A real analysis, it dives deep into the weak spots specific to a labor dispute. For example, where are people going to gather? Where are the choke points, where tension could spike?
So you're looking at the physical space and how people might act under pressure.
Exactly. You got to know the facility inside and out. What are the weak points? Where might a lot of people gather? Escape routes in case of an emergency? What equipment needs to be protected no matter what?
Sounds super thorough. Site visits, checking security footage, maybe even running simulations.
All of that. And based on what they find, they develop specific procedures for access control, for communication, for how to respond to incidents. The goal is a security plan, totally custom fit to that business, and the threats they might face during a strike.
We've covered the security analysis. Now, what about the officers themselves? What kind of skills and training do they need to handle a strike? What makes them different from, say, a mall security guard?
De-escalation skills, those are at the top of the list. These officers, they need to diffuse tense situations, just using their words, Active listening and really understanding people. It's like understanding how a crowd works, spotting those signs that things are about to go bad before they actually do.
So they need to be able to read a room and tell when someone's about to cross the line
Right.
from, passionate protester to something more dangerous.
Right. But it's not just about talking people down. They need to know labor laws, especially the National Labor Relations Act. so they can operate legally and make sure everyone's rights are respected. They need to know what they can do and what they can't do, especially when interacting with striking workers.
It sounds like a tough balance, being firm but fair, assertive but not aggressive.
It is. And these situations are already so emotional, they need to be culturally sensitive too. Understand the dynamics of the workforce and the community. Strikes can bring up a lot of deep issues. Officers have to navigate that stuff with empathy and respect.
You know, it reminds me of that video that went viral. The security guard who started dancing with the protesters seemed so simple, but it totally changed the mood.
That's a perfect example of how a good officer can de-escalate and stop things from turning violent. It wasn't about force. It was about building a connection, finding something in common.
And probably some good PR for the company, too.
Definitely. These days, everything's recorded and shared online, so how security acts during a strike, it can really make or break a company's image.
Okay, so strike security is complex, requires a special skill set, and it's essential in today's business world. What can companies do to prepare for a potential strike? What proactive steps should they take?
First step, and people forget this all the time, review your insurance policies. Many companies don't realize their coverage might not protect them if they lose money during a strike.
That's a good point. You don't want to be figuring that out when things are already heated.
Nope.
Yeah.
Talk to your insurance people early. Make sure you have the right coverage.
So being proactive with insurance can save you millions later on.
Absolutely. And then there's the contingency plan. How will the business keep running if key people are on strike? What about backup suppliers? Temporary workers.
You got to anticipate problems and have a backup plan. Maybe even a backup for the backup plan.
Right. And don't forget about employee training. Everyone needs to know what to do in an emergency, strike related or not.
Mm-hmm.
How do we communicate? Who do we report to? What can we do and what can't we do?
Knowledge is power, especially when things are stressful.
Definitely. And that brings us to another important point. Hire professionals. Bringing in a team that's done this before can be a game changer.
So it's not just about having bodies, it's about having the right expertise.
Exactly. A professional strike security provider, they can help with everything. Risk assessments, communication strategies, training your staff, and having trained officers ready to go when you need them.
It sounds like choosing a security partner is a big decision, almost like choosing a lawyer. You need someone who gets your business, your industry, and what you're up against.
You got it. A good strike security provider, they become part of your team, working with you to protect your interests and guide you through this whole thing.
We've covered a lot, the what, the why, and the how of strike security. We talked about how complex it is and that you need specific skills, but let's talk about something a little less concrete. Communication.
Communication. Oh, it's crucial during a labor dispute. It can make or break the situation.
So it's not just about having security guards, it's about how you talk to everyone involved, right? Employees, the public, the media.
Absolutely. Companies need to have clear lines of communication with everyone. Employees, both union and non-union, customers, suppliers, even the local community.
So everyone's in the loop, no rumors flying around.
Right. And it's not just about telling people stuff, it's about listening too. What are employees worried about? What are their complaints? How are customers reacting? Being open and honest, it goes a long way. Builds trust, reduces anxiety. Because these times, they're stressful for everyone.
Sounds like a lot of work, but worth it in the long run.
Definitely worth it. Good communication can help smooth things over, you know, build bridges, and hopefully lead to a resolution faster and more peacefully.
Okay, we talked about prepping for a strike, communication, professional security services. But what about when a strike actually happens? Picket lines are up, tensions are high. What are some things companies need to remember?
Respecting workers' rights to picket, that's number one. Security's there to keep things under control, not to stop people from exercising their rights. Companies have to be careful how they use security personnel and make sure they don't cross the line into intimidation or harassment.
So no trying to block peaceful protests, that could backfire both legally and in the public eye.
Exactly. It's about protecting the company and respecting workers' rights. That's the balance.
I bet documentation becomes even more important once a strike is in progress. Everything needs to be recorded.
You got it. Harassment, vandalism, violence, it all needs to be documented carefully. Use cameras, write detailed reports, keep logs with timestamps. This protects the company legally and makes sure everyone's accountable for their actions.
You're basically creating a clear, unbiased record of what went down.
Exactly. And again, communication is so important. Companies need to check in with their employees who aren't striking.
Yeah.
You know, keep them updated, keep morale up. It's a tough time, and knowing what's going on helps reduce anxiety.
I imagine staying in touch with the police is important too, just in case things escalate.
Right. Having those relationships with law enforcement or even private mediation services, that can be crucial if things get out of hand.
We've talked about the practical stuff, but let's talk about the National Labor Relations Act.
That's a critical point. The NLRA, it protects workers' rights to organize, form unions, and bargain collectively. Companies need to be very aware of those rights, even during a strike.
So how does that work practically? How do companies make sure their security measures don't mess with those rights?
Well, security officers can record what's happening for documentation, but they can't do it in a way that intimidates people. They gotta be discreet, not doing anything that feels like surveillance or trying to shut people up.
So they're recording what's going on, but not making people feel like they're being targeted.
Exactly. The point is to document incidents accurately, not to provoke anyone. And companies can't retaliate. They can't use security to punish the union or its members.
So no targeting specific people or making their lives harder just because they're striking?
Nope. Any action they take has to be justified and legal. And lastly, be transparent. Companies need to explain why they have security measures. Emphasize that it's about safety, not about trying to break the union.
Be upfront. Don't do anything that looks like you're trying to bust the union.
Exactly. Transparency and open communication, that's what builds trust and minimizes conflict.
We've covered a lot in this first part of our deep dive. The what, the why, and the how of strike security. We talked about the legal stuff and how important communication is.
It's been a fascinating conversation and really shows how complex this all is.
But we're not done yet. There's still more to explore. In part two, we'll go deeper into the role of strike security officers, their training, and the challenges they face.
We'll also look at some real-world situations, talk about how to pick the right security provider, and give some advice for companies who want to protect themselves and handle labor disputes well.
So stay tuned. Back again for more on strike security. In part one, we covered prepping for a strike, the importance of communication, and the role of those professional security services.
Right. And we talked about how important it is to respect workers' rights, even when things get heated.
For sure. It's a tough balance to strike. But now I want to focus on the people who are actually out there on the front lines, the strike security officers.
These are the folks standing between a company's assets and potential chaos. It's a tough job, demanding. You need a specific set of skills and the right personality for it.
I imagine it takes a certain kind of person to do well in that kind of environment. Not everyone can handle that stress, that pressure, you know, when a labor dispute is happening.
Oh, absolutely. It's not just about being physically imposing or knowing how to use security equipment. The good strike security officers, they get people, they understand how people act, they have great communication skills, and they can calm things down when things get tense.
So they're like a security guard, a psychologist, and a diplomat, all rolled into one.
You got it. They have to read people, understand what's motivating them, and respond in a way that brings the temperature down instead of turning it up.
Makes me think of those hostage negotiators you see in the movies. They gotta stay calm, even when everything's crazy, and find a way to connect with someone who's angry, frustrated, maybe even desperate.
Yeah, the skill set is similar. Think about it. During a strike, officers are often dealing with people who are feeling all sorts of things. Anger, resentment, fear, not knowing what's going to happen next, being able to relate to those feelings but also stay neutral, that's huge.
And all while they're also supposed to enforce the rules and protect the company's property, sounds like a tough balancing act.
Oh, it is. And that's exactly why training is so important. The good strike security companies, they put a lot of resources into training their officers. They make sure those officers have the skills and the knowledge to handle these really complicated situations.
So what kind of training are we talking about here? What does it take to get someone ready for a job like that?
Well, you got to start with the basics, right? Access control, how to patrol, how to file incident reports. But it goes way beyond that. We're talking de-escalation techniques, how to intervene in a crisis without using force, and even an understanding of labor law and workers' rights.
So they need to know more than just the physical security stuff. They need to know the legal and ethical stuff too.
Right. They have to know what they're legally allowed to do, how to interact with striking workers without stepping on their rights, and how to gather evidence that will hold up in court if it comes to that.
Wow. Sounds like a lot to learn. And I'm guessing it's not just a one-time thing, right? They keep training.
You bet. The best companies, they have ongoing training programs. They want their officers to be up to date on the best ways to do things, the latest legal stuff, and the newest de-escalation techniques.
This has got me thinking about the mental side of this job. We talked about how important de-escalation is, but how do these officers handle the stress, the emotional toll of working in these high-pressure situations?
That's a great point, and honestly, it's often overlooked. These officers deal with a lot of negativity, anger, sometimes even threats. It can really drain you emotionally and mentally.
I can see that. You're always dealing with people who are at their wits' end, really upset. It's got to be tough to not let that get to you.
It is. It's a challenge. And that's why good security firms, they offer support for their officers. Things like counseling, workshops on how to handle stress, even support groups with other officers.
So it's not just about training them for the job. It's about making sure they're okay, too.
Exactly. You can't expect someone to be at their best if they're burnt out, stressed, or emotionally drained. It's not going to happen.
Let's talk about technology. I bet stuff like cameras, drones, and even watching social media plays a big part in strike security these days.
Technology has totally changed the game when it comes to strike security. It gives you these incredible tools to monitor what's going on, gather evidence, and communicate information.
I can see how cameras would be really important for documenting incidents and getting a clear picture of what happened.
Absolutely. Cameras give you that unbiased view, which is so important for legal stuff and for internal investigations, too.
But then there's also the issue of privacy, right? People worry about that, especially with stuff like facial recognition or social media monitoring.
You're right to bring that up. Using technology for strike security, something you got to think about carefully. You got to balance it against people's right to privacy.
So companies need to be open about how they're using this technology and make sure they're not using it to intimidate or harass workers.
Exactly. There need to be clear rules about how to use this tech, and those rules need to protect everyone's privacy.
I think it's important to remember that technology is just a tool, and like any tool, it can be used for good or for bad. It's up to the companies and the security firms they hire to use these tools responsibly and ethically.
I couldn't agree more. In the end, tech should make things safer, not create a situation where everyone's afraid or suspicious.
So how does a company go about finding the right strike security provider? What are some of the most important things to consider?
Great question. The first thing, and it's the most important thing, is experience. You want a company that's been there, done that, a company that has a track record of handling labor disputes successfully.
So not just someone who's good at security in general, but someone who really knows the ins and outs of a strike.
Exactly. You also want a company with a good reputation, known for being honest and professional. Ask for references, check their history, make sure they know labor laws and best practices like the back of their hand.
What about the officers themselves? How can a company be sure the people they're hiring are qualified and well-trained?
You got to do your homework. Ask the security firm about who they hire, what kind of training they provide, how they check people's backgrounds.
But don't be afraid to ask tough questions and really dig deep into their qualifications.
Absolutely. You're putting a lot of trust in them, so you better be sure they can handle it.
Let's talk about what happens after a strike. Once things have settled down, what are some steps a company should take to get back to business as usual?
One of the first things you got to do is debrief with the security team. Talk about what worked, what didn't, what you learned for next time.
Like a post-game analysis. Figure out what went right, what went wrong, how to do better next time.
That's the idea. Everyone who was involved in the security response should be part of this, from the officers on the ground to the management team.
And this would be a good time to look over all the documentation, find any gaps or weaknesses in the security plan, and make changes for the future, right?
Right. It's about learning from the experience, even if it was a tough one.
Another big thing after a strike is rebuilding relationships. A strike can cause a lot of tension, bad feelings. How can a company start to fix that and move forward?
Communication is key. Companies need to talk to their employees, union and non-union, and they got to be open and honest. Address concerns, rebuild trust, make the work environment better.
And this is where those communication skills we talked about before become really important, right?
Oh, totally. Leaders need to be able to listen, understand what their employees are worried about, and then share their own perspective in a way that's clear, empathetic, and respectful.
It's about finding that common ground and getting back to that feeling of working together.
You got it. A strike doesn't have to be the end. It can be a chance to grow, learn, and recommit to working together.
It's interesting. Strike security, it touches so many parts of a business. Operations, HR, legal strategy, PR.
It just shows you that labor disputes are complicated. They have a wide impact, for better or worse.
And as we've learned, handling them well means taking a multi-pronged approach. You've got to think about everything.
I think the big takeaway here is Don't wait till the last minute to think about strike security. Get in touch with experts, come up with a solid plan, train your employees, and be ready to respond effectively and ethically, no matter what happens.
Great advice. And we're going to keep going with this deep dive in part three. We'll look at some real-world scenarios, talk about the benefits of hiring professional strike security, and offer some practical insights for companies who want to protect themselves and handle these tough situations like pros. Welcome back for the final part of our look at strike security. So far, we've talked about what strike security is, why it matters, and how it works. We even got into the nitty-gritty of what it takes to be a strike security officer.
We talk about how tough those jobs can be, the training involved, and we keep coming back to this idea that communication is so important, both before and during a strike.
Right. It's not just about security guards. It's about having a real plan, being strategic, and knowing how to talk to people. But let's say a company is on the verge of a strike, like right now. What happens next? What should they do immediately?
First things first, activate that strike security plan, the one we talked about before. This isn't the time to be winging it.
So it's like a fire drill, but for labor stuff? Alarm bells are ringing. Everyone needs to know exactly what to do.
Exactly. That plan, it should cover every single detail of how the company's going to respond. Communications, security, everything.
Okay.
And it needs to be updated regularly, too.
I bet that plan includes how to handle the media, right? Because if a strike goes public, things can spiral out of control if the company doesn't have a good PR strategy?
Oh, yeah, for sure. That communication plan needs to cover every audience you can think of. Employees, customers, suppliers, the media, even people in the local community.
Being honest and transparent, that's got to be crucial. Trying to downplay things or hide stuff, that'll just make things worse.
It will. You got to be upfront about what's going on, but also make it clear that the company wants a fair resolution. That's how you build trust. That's how you maintain your credibility.
Okay, so the plan's in motion, communication lines are open. What about the actual security? Deploying security officers during a strike, what are the main things to think about?
It's all about placement, being strategic. You want to protect the important stuff, control who can access what, and keep everyone safe. And that includes the people who are striking.
So it's not about creating this, like, fortress. It's about having a security presence that stops problems before they start, but doesn't make things worse.
Right. And this is where the training that strike security officers get really matters. They have to understand the situation, the laws, and how to use their presence to calm things down, not escalate them.
I imagine it's kind of like walking a tightrope. You got to be firm enough to maintain order, but you can't step on anyone's right to picket and voice their complaints.
It's a tough balance. You need to get people, be a good communicator, and be able to think on your feet.
You know, we talked before about that security guard who started dancing with the protesters. Kind of a surprising approach, but it obviously worked.
It's a great example of how being creative and empathetic can be just as effective as traditional security methods. Sometimes the best way to handle a tense situation is to just be human, to find some common ground.
And I bet it was great PR for the company, too. It showed they were trying to be understanding.
No doubt about it. Yeah. Especially these days with social media, every little thing gets recorded and shared. Every interaction matters.
Let's talk about the legal side of things. We mentioned the National Labor Relations Act, but are there other legal things companies need to keep in mind when it comes to strike security?
Oh, yeah, definitely. One big thing is knowing the difference between legal picketing and illegal activity.
So workers have the right to picket and complain, but there are limits, right?
Exactly. Blocking entrances, harassing employees who aren't striking, damaging property, that stuff's all illegal. Companies have a right to stop that kind of behavior.
And this is where documentation is so important, right? If a company has to go to court, they need to have proof of what happened.
You got it. Documentation is essential. It protects the company and makes sure people are held accountable for their actions.
Okay, let's switch gears a little. What can companies do to prevent strikes in the first place? What are some proactive steps they can take?
That's a great question, and it all comes down to good labor relations. Open communication, that's key. Create a workplace where employees feel like they can speak up, where their concerns are heard and taken seriously.
So it's about talking to each other, working together, not this us versus them kind of thing.
Exactly. When employees feel valued and respected, when they feel like their opinions matter, they're a lot less likely to go on strike.
And I'm guessing things like fair pay, good benefits, and chances to move up in the company, those help too, right?
Absolutely. Employees are happier and more productive when they feel like they're being treated fairly and their work is appreciated.
We've talked a lot about the benefits of hiring professional strike security companies. But for companies who might be on the fence about it, can you sum up the main advantages?
Sure. The biggest thing is, these companies have a ton of experience. They've seen it all, they know labor law inside and out, and they know how to handle these situations.
So it's like having an expert guide to help you through this tricky situation.
Exactly. They can help you make a solid security plan, train your people, and have a team of trained officers ready to go when you need them.
And just knowing you've got that expertise on your side, that's got to be a huge relief. You don't feel like you're all alone in this.
Definitely. It lets your own team focus on other things like communicating, negotiating, and keeping the business running.
It's also important that professional strike security firms are neutral. They're not on anyone's side, so they can be objective and help calm things down.
That's a really good point. They're there to keep everyone safe, not to pick sides or try to force a certain outcome.
So as we wrap up this deep dive into strike security, what are some of the main things you want people to remember?
The biggest takeaway is strike security is a big deal. It's complicated, you need specialized knowledge, and you have to understand the law and how people behave.
We've looked at what it is, why it matters, and how it works. We've talked about real-world examples and the advantages of getting help from the pros.
Be prepared. That's the key message here. Don't wait till the last minute. Find experts, make a plan, train your employees, and be ready to respond in a way that's both effective and ethical.
Great advice. And remember, this is just a starting point. If you think you might be facing a strike or you just want to learn more about strike security, there are tons of resources out there to help you.
Thanks for joining us. Hope you found it helpful.
Until next time, keep learning, stay informed, and stay safe.